producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
If you're Ron Rivera, if I'm Ron Rivera, I'm balancing those three factors, which is what we're doing now is clearly working. Do I need to maintain that? Number 2, how much do I or how much does my owner value 16-0? And number 3, we all saw in Cincinnati with Andy Dalton what can happen in the flash of one play, and any player can go down on any play. So to answer your question, if I'm the owner, I am balancing those three factors, and the third factor, maintaining the health of my team going into the playoffs, is the factor I weigh the most heavily. Would 16-0 be sensational? Absolutely. Would losing Cam Newton on any given play and then not advancing to the Super Bowl, which I believe we can if I'm that owner, factor in? You bet. That's my number one factor.
There's sports analyst Amy Trask commenting on the perfect season the Carolina Panthers have had so far anyway, and what they might be considering as they look ahead to the playoffs and to the Super Bowl, which is closer than you think, boys and girls. It's pretty much the end of the season. NFL action is the highlight on the sports talk radio programs around the country, and that'll usually come in as number 10 on our countdown, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio, news talk radio and sport talk radio, that sort of thing. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in with a very happy and pleasant wish for you and your family. If you're celebrating Christmas, Merry Christmas. This is the countdown show for items on the radio for this past week, the week ending Friday, the 25th of December. So we're reviewing the top 10 hits, the top 10 talk topics, if you will, research done by the folks on my staff and also at Talkers Magazine, which is the premier publication for the talk radio industry in our country. We've been monitoring talk radio programs and hosts and stations all across the country, as usual this week, to come up with our list of the top 10. So, as we normally start in this hour, this is the first hour of the countdown from number 10 to number 1, sports talk radio in that number 10 position. So, let's keep moving.
Number 9.
Number 9 item this week on the countdown is a focus on what happened at the Miss Universe contest. And this is something that I suppose we could call it a snafu, if you will. The conversation that has happened as a result of it is sort of highlighted by talk host Joel Riley. Here with pop culture expert Bob Thompson, they discuss what happened at the Miss Universe pageant, and the fact that it was simply a mistake, and or maybe some people think it might have been a publicity stunt. What do you think? Let's listen to this.
Do you think this was a publicity stunt?
I don't think so. If you were going to do this on purpose, you would have coordinated to have some actual outcomes. Here it happens at the very end of the broadcast, so it doesn't help bring viewers to it. It's just like people said that, the Janet Jackson thing happened at the Super Bowl to get higher ratings. For one thing, it's the one day of the year you don't need higher ratings. Everybody's already watching. And number two, if you do something that you weren't able to promote or advertise, what's the point? So I'm not sure that any of the publicity they're getting for this has been of much value. So it's a really long answer to say no, I don't think it was.
No, I agree with you. I look at it, and you can see Steve Harvey's like literally shaking. You can tell he's like, oh no, oh no, oh no. And he's like bracing for impact when he opens up Twitter on his phone, you know?
Yeah, that has to be. I mean, you know, we have nightmares like that, and it was actually happening. And the fact that they then actually have to take the crown. I mean, the whole thing is also goofy anyway. That they have to take the crown off the head of one and place it onto the head of the other.
Should not have been on stage.
It doesn't get any better than that. And then, if that wasn't bad enough for poor Steve Harvey, then he gets on Twitter to apologize, and he misspells the countries of both. Both of the women involved in the mishap.
Poor guy.
Both Colombia and Philippines.
Somebody's going to need a hug here. I mean, do you think there's anything more he can do, or is it just forget about it, let's move on?
I think he can't just make a joke about it because it wasn't funny for the people it happened. So I think you just got to let time go by. He will always be remembered for this, but I don't think it destroys his career.
Number eight item on our talk radio review this week is this horrible situation that existed in Las Vegas, that hit and run case. Here are talk radio hosts Joe Huizenga and Mike Weinstein talking to legal analyst Monica Lindstrom about the charges that are being leveled against this woman in this Las Vegas hit and run case.
What's going to be Lakeisha Holloway's defense here? Could it be that she had some sort of moment where she just snapped and went nuts and then got it back together? What would be her defense?
Gosh, that's a good question. I don't know if the snapped defense is going to work here, but let's back up a minute and think about what we do know, or at least what's come out so far. The investigator said that when she careened into a group of people and killed one and injured a lot, many, many, many.
36, 35 people, yeah.
This was her second or even third time that she went up on the sidewalk like this. So this wasn't a quote-unquote mistake. It wasn't like she just swerved once. There was some kind of very small pattern here. This wasn't the first time during this incident. We're not saying that she did it 2 days ago and then a day ago. No, we're saying at this time period she did this two, maybe three times. And then she drove off afterwards, so she didn't stay. And then the investigator said that she didn't seem very distressed when this happened, when they caught up with her, or in court. So when you're looking at these facts, you're thinking, okay, she doesn't appear to be on drugs. I mean, it doesn't appear that way based on what we've heard so far. So she's not going to be able to use the defense that she was high, even if she was drunk or high, that wouldn't really be a defense because that's voluntary intoxication, which is never a defense to the crime itself. Well, there was also no indication that she had any kind of psychotic episode or voices told her to do it or anything like that, because from what she said to the officers, nothing has come out about that. Now, it could be down the road that she gives information like that that prompts them to do some kind of mental evaluation on her. But I read something that I thought was interesting. Now, she had just moved to Vegas about a week before the incident, and she was living in her car with her 3-year-old, from what I understand. She had stated that earlier in the day she kept going to places to try to get some sleep, and they kept making her leave the premises.
Like in the parking garages of the big casinos.
Right. Perhaps she might be able to say that she was sleep deprived, or that she fell asleep at the wheel a couple times and then she fell asleep again the third time, which caused her to run into a group of people up on the sidewalk. Now, that might be, from what I've read so far, that seems to be the most plausible thing that has come out.
All right, so we're working our way through the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the review of the top 10 items. That was number 8, and number 7 would be next, if I have my math, my elementary school math all set up. The number 7 item, you will not be surprised by this, I don't think. Stand by for that next year on the Countdown.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Studies show choosing gifts for guys is very tricky. Esquire fashion editor Wendell Brown's ideas make it simple.
I live with my phone on, whether it's listening to music during workouts or taking calls or running around, so the LG Tone series does it all. First, they're sleek and well-designed. They rest comfortably on the neck, and they have retractable earbuds, so they work with any Bluetooth-enabled smartphone, whether it's Team iPhone or Team Android. And for audiophiles, the LG Tone Ultra headsets have JBL's signature sound technology, while the Intima model has Harman Kardon signature sound speakers, so super high-quality audio, starting at $69.
And for the baddest guys on your list?
Anything Harley-Davidson, I encourage you to enter this world. There's lots of gear under $50, or you can ramp it up from distressed leather gloves and jackets to biker lessons at the Harley Academy. And for the ultimate ride, this beautiful iron 883 motorcycle, a powerful cruiser that will leave everyone else in the dust.
Want more info? Go to videopump.tv. Sales of Scotch whiskey are heating up, with premium blends and rare single malts more popular than ever. Want to choose the right Scotch for a holiday gift? Whiskey expert Gabriel Cardarella serves up some answers.
Dewar's 12-year-old whiskey is the most awarded blended Scotch whiskey in the world. Very complex, making it great for cocktails. Try a hot toddy in the winter months. With notes of honey and lemon, very sweet and delicate, a nice whiskey to warm the bones in the winter months.
What about a cocktail or tailgate party?
Craftsmanship is key to high-quality Scotch. Try Dewar's Scratch Cask in soda. The name Dewar's Scratch comes from charred and scratch oak casks that add notes of bourbon, vanilla, and toasted oak. Great as a highball.
And for a special gift?
For something special, Altmore 12-year-old single malt is a rare and wonderful whiskey. Known as a nip of the Bucky Road, this whiskey has grassy notes, very delicate, very sweet, a whiskey shrouded in fog.
For Gabriel's cocktail recipes and more on fine whiskey, visit Dewars.com.
Number 7.
Countdown, Joe. That's right. Number 7, the Star Wars film. Here are hosts Mike Wanamaker and Johnny Molson talking to Greg Grunberg, one of the actors who appeared in the new Star Wars movie.
Hey, your buddy's with J.J. Abrams, and he calls you and says, would you like to be in Star Wars? And you say what?
Well, I did the same for Lost. He said, would you like to be in Lost? I came out to Hawaii, he made me a pilot, and killed me in 5 minutes.
So
I
was like, that's right. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, well, let's see what happens here. I go to London, Pinewood Studios. First of all, that call was a dream come true. We're best friends. We've known each other since we were 5 years old. So, you know, I was just excited to hang out with him. So thrilled for him.
Who wouldn't want to get that call?
Yeah. I mean, he could have called me and said, hey, I want you to run craft service for the movie. I would have been
thrilled, no
right?
Kidding.
So I get to London, and he said, all right, you're going to be another pilot, and you're going to be Snap Wexley, an X-Wing pilot. I was like, what? I was so excited. And, you know, it's just a dream to be in the movie, even if it's a small role. Who cares? I was so thrilled to be there. I got to fly an X-Wing. I put on that orange jumpsuit. It was just amazing.
Now,
unbelievable.
Take us back to 8-year-old Greg Grunberg and getting that news.
Yeah, I mean, 8-year-old Greg Grunberg, if you would have told me back then, look on the screen, you know, because we were, JJ and I were 12, we went to go see the movie, the original Star Wars, together. We're both 49.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, wow. Even from
that. Yeah. So that, you know, coming full circle is ridiculous. First of all, to have a friend that long is an accomplishment.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just the best. We've been through, you know, he's been the best friend for me forever, and this is just icing on the cake to be able to work with your best friend. Yeah. Look, the thing that was really funny is, you know, they strap you in, and you're in an X-Wing. You know, the thing is the size of an X-Wing, and the cameras are strapped in,
okay,
and they're right there, and then they have this big green screen in back, and this thing is on a gimbal, so there's somebody controlling it like a rodeo bull at a bar. and it's literally just banking in this venue. I'm holding on to the thing, my helmet's sliding, and buttons are coming off because they're super glued on them. It's crazy, right?
That's funny.
And having a great time just trying to say my lines. And then they've got these lines. They've got like 10 lines. Each one of them is, you know, I've been hit. My engine's on fire. I'm going down. You know, what, all this stuff. I refuse to say any of it.
You wouldn't do it.
Oh, you wouldn't do it?
No, I was like, I'm not going to die.
I'm just ready.
Making more movies, man. I want to be a part of this.
I want to be the guy that says stay on target.
Yeah, you're like,
exactly.
I want to be green leader checking in. Green flag.
Right,
and
right. So I got that line, you know, where I was just like, yes! You know, and there's one on my left. You know, I got to do that. And
fun.
And also be in the, you know, I'm the recon guy, so I get to have scenes with Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher and all these legacy characters. It was amazing.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Yes, number six this week. This is a weekly tradition, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And one of the things that most mesmerizes me as a human being and as an American is our space program, the SpaceX rocket. And what was accomplished at Cape Kennedy this week is number six on our countdown. Matter of fact, earlier this week on my weekday Good Day program, I talked to John Harper, who runs WMEL, our affiliate in Melbourne, Florida, about the launch and the landing of a piece of the SpaceX rocket.
A historic launch in the fact that the first stage of the SpaceX rocket landed back at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. And that was really cool seeing that come down.
They tried a couple of times to make that work and it hasn't quite worked yet. So this is the first time it actually worked.
They tried it on a barge a couple of times off the coast of Jacksonville, I believe. It just didn't work, hit too hard or whatever happened. But they had success and the first stage came back intact.
So what does that mean for the program? What does that mean for workers in this area? What does that mean generally for those who are interested in maybe catching the first flight?
We're really thrilled here, Doug, over, I'm going to sound like the Chamber of Commerce now, but with what is happening in the space program. The space program is coming back. 2016 should be tremendous. NASA had a great boost in their budget. It got approved, amazingly enough. We're shocked about that. Something like $90 billion. And within 2 years, we're going to be sending astronauts back to the International Space Station, right from the Space Coast.
Well, don't you think there's a part of the buzz to this that doesn't get a lot of publicity is the fear that we're ruining the planet? And part of the behind-the-scenes negotiating or discussion of why we go back to the space program is literally, how are we going to get ourselves off of the planet now that we've ruined it or in the process of ruining it? And can we really go to Mars? The next step after going to the International Space Station, supposedly it was in 2021, there would be a trip to the moon. And then after that, was it 2030? It seemed to me there was plans to go to Mars, right?
Actually, even sooner than that, I believe we're looking at 2016, if I'm not mistaken.
To go to the moon?
No, I'm sorry, not 2016, 2018. To go to the moon, and then Mars just a year or two after that. So by 2020.
So by 2020, people would be launched out of here to go back to the moon and then to Mars. That must give the people who live here kind of a chill, doesn't it?
Well, it's exciting. Everybody is thrilled about it, that the space program is coming back. Construction is starting to go crazy. Home sales here on the Space Coast are, what I've been told, some of the best in the nation as far as new and used homes. Their selling prices are going crazy. It's back, and employment is coming up, and I've been told by a lot of people as recently as just last week that 2016, come January, look out for the construction.
It's good for business at WMEL.
Absolutely. Good for everybody. Yeah.
Okay, so which one of the jillionaires is SpaceX? Is that Musk?
Yeah,
Musk is Musk, right?
Yeah, Elon Musk.
Right. He's the car guy. He started PayPal, though.
Yeah, that's where I guess he made his money from, that PayPal stuff.
Right. And so, but Branson's in on it. Is it Bezos? Which one? There's another. There are a couple of other people from Apple and Amazon.
Jeff Bezos. Several companies are now in the mix, but also the Boeings of the world are still here, and they have been approved to send astronauts back into space. They're one of the two companies, them and SpaceX, and there will be others to follow.
Wonderful for America. Wonderful. The space program is one of my fondest asset as far as being an American is concerned. 28 past the hour on this week's Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria.
malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. This is not a special edition because it's Christmas weekend. It is what we do 52 weeks a year here on this program. And as a review of the top 10 things, the items of interest, as a result of the research done by my staff, the folks at Talkers Magazine, we establish what the top 10 items are, the big issues, the stories that have got the most conversation on the radio for this past week. At number 10, pretty much as usual, what's going on in the world of sports. Sports Talk Radio, number 9. What happened to the Miss Universe pageant? Number 8, that situation in Las Vegas with the hit and run. Number 7, the Star Wars film and what a phenomenon that is. Number 6, a great event down in Florida, the SpaceX launch. So that now brings us around to the second half hour of this hour of the countdown. From number 10 to number 1, we're now ready to go with number 5.
Number 5.
Yes, the number 5 issue has been a recurring item here. Immigration policy in our country, refugees around the world, how many there are. I saw something this week estimating there were, I think, 40-some-odd million people that are just wandering around the world that have no home at the moment. That seems like a large number, but when you consider there are 7 billion people on the planet, is that, well, it's a consequence of millions of people. So what's going on in this focus this week? Here's radio host Matt Patrick talking to Congressman Brian Babin of Texas about the growing number of illegal immigrant children that are being housed at Fort Hood in Texas.
Bringing illegal immigrant kids to Fort Hood, the way this is taking place and what Obama wants, is not at all the right decision. Would you agree?
I would agree 100%. As a former military officer and enlisted man, Army and Air Force, I can tell you that our Army posts and our Navy bases and our Air Force bases are not daycare centers. They're not to be used for housing illegal alien children.
All right, so I know what's going to happen, and I'm sure you agree. There will be the people that will be crying and whining and going, oh, well, how can you say that about children? Don't you love children? Don't we want to do something nice for the children? Yeah, I'm okay with that, but not in Fort Hood. That is the exact wrong place. What that does is minimize Fort Hood's availability to do exactly what it is built for, and the children should not be there. Where should they go, Congressman?
Well, I think these children need to be reunited with their parents right back in their countries of origin. I think until that day, we can do that. We'll certainly take care of them, but they just need to the green light that this administration puts out to these countries down in Central and South America and Mexico. That all these children need to do is to get into across the border, and then there will be legal residence. That's what their plans are, and then be reunited with their parents here in the United States. This is simply more of the same plan and agenda that this president and his administration have of opening the borders to anyone who wants to come in. And these children need to be reunited with their parents back in their countries of origin.
Number four.
The number four item on this countdown this week is something that's a continuing irritant to some, a focus for others, the Black Lives Matter issue and the small protest this week, which seemed to have gotten out of hand from all that I can hear about it. There are other things that didn't like the stopping of traffic on California's 405. That was pretty outrageous, but it appeared that what was going on at the Mall of America was peaceful. Let's get the story from talk radio host Jordana Green here with a local reporter named Lindsay Gensel. They discuss experiences Ms. Gensel had covering the protests in Minneapolis at the Mall of America.
Our own Lindsay Gensel from the newsroom has been following the Black Lives Matter protest. She started at the mall. She went to the airport. She went back to the mall, and now she's in the middle. She was on a train back to the airport, but I guess the transit authority has stopped the train, is not letting anyone on. And Lindsay, is it my understanding arrests are being made on the train?
Yes, there were three arrests made on the train. So just to give you a little insight, we were leaving the Mall of America. We had about three or four delays to get to Terminal 2. Terminal 1 has been shut down as far as light rail goes, so they were instructing riders to go to Terminal 2, take a train past Terminal 1 to get back on the light rail that heads towards downtown Minneapolis. So there's a good couple hundred people on this train, and we are stopped right now at the Hubert H. Humphrey Terminal stopping point. And there are, from my viewpoint, a couple dozen police officers in riot gear standing outside, and they did pull three people off the train and make arrests.
Were they chosen at random, or were they organizers?
Three of the people did try to get off the plane. There are people on this train right now who are trying to make flights, and the police said, we're not even allowing you off with your luggage. You have to show us proof. We need to see your tickets. So right now we're in lockdown. No one will speak to us. The doors are closed. We're all just standing here waiting.
Well, the travelers must be very upset about that. What's the mood?
I think people are really upset. I think people are frustrated by what's happening, but I think there's a lot of confusion because this is what we were instructed to do at the Mall of America, was get on the train, take it to Terminal 2, get on the bus to bypass Terminal 1, and now we're all just sitting ducks, basically.
Now, who instructed you to do that? Was it Black Lives Matter or was it police?
No, it was the Metro Transit.
Oh, so because they wanted you out of the mall, correct?
They wanted everyone out of the mall, but they also, Terminal 1 had been shut down at that point. And I think since then they've shut down Terminal 2, but they didn't really relay the message very well. Mm-hmm. So everyone got on the train thinking, okay, we'll go to Terminal 2. We're going to get on a public bus. They'll take us to the stop after the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport Terminal 1, which is the Fort Snelling. And then we could get back onto the blue line to head back downtown. And everyone on here, besides the few people who were arrested, are people past the airport.
Tell me a little bit about the protesters. Has it been peaceful at the mall, on the trains, at the airport?
The mall was very peaceful. The mall was very quiet. When I got there at about 12:30, the stores were all shutting down around the rotunda, and they stayed closed for a couple of hours. When I went back there about half an hour ago, they all had reopened.
Why were they shutting down, though? Did the store owners just feel that that was what they wanted to do?
It's mall protocol, I believe. Last year, they did the same thing during the protest. The stores that are surrounding the rotunda go into lockdown. They escort customers out of the store, and they basically just shut down until the activity is over. So they did the same thing last year as they did this year. When I was back there about a half an hour ago, it seemed like life had completely returned back to normal. You wouldn't have guessed any protests had happened there.
Number three.
All right, number three item this week, the holiday. I've made several comments about this. This is a program that is on the air 52 weeks a year. Doesn't make a difference what's going on around us, but it is the Christmas holiday. It's been a good season in terms of the retail world, for sure. But then there are other things, the usual things, problems that develop at Christmas time. For example, on the Good Day program this past week, I talked to Chicago Fire actor Joe Minoso. He's working with the burn awareness campaign and Christmas tree safety items. So here he is describing things, keeping in mind all that all of us should be keeping in mind if we're celebrating with trees and that sort of thing.
Number one, I think the thing that I definitely have forgotten in the past is you got to water your tree every day. You'd be surprised how quickly that tree dries out. And, you know, a dry Christmas tree can ignite in as quickly as 10 seconds. So just imagine, you know, how quickly that could end up igniting your entire home. So, yeah, I would say that's the first step. And also just make sure when you put your Christmas tree up, you're not putting it up during, around any open flames, not near any fireplaces or lit candles, or even an open heater. Heating vents can definitely cause ignition. So definitely be careful with that as well.
Isn't it amazing how much common sense is involved and how little common sense people seem to have when it comes to this sort of thing?
I'm completely with you, man. You know, I think about it to myself all the time. You know, I think about how many Christmas trees I've had. And, like, for example, when I'm putting up my Christmas lights, you know, you use those things year in and year out. And you don't think about how they could very easily be kinked or they could have frayed wires. And that can also lead to a very quick fire. So, you know, it's simple things like that can really, really make a difference during the holidays.
So you partnered with Shriners Hospitals. They came to you to ask you to do these PSAs. Is that it?
Yeah, you know, actually, Charlie Barnett, another fantastic actor who was on Fire, he worked with them previously, and he kind of clued me in on it, and I was like, I have to be involved in any way that I can. You know, I've had the great pleasure of working with a lot of firefighters over the last couple of years, and it's incredible how selfless these men and women really are. And through that, I've gotten to hear some incredible stories of bravery and courage from those people that have gone through the fire themselves. And when they find out about what Shriners really does and how they go above and beyond to even take care of medical expenses if the family can't afford it, I jumped on board. I said, you know, anything that I can do to help, to spread the word, however we can try and make it a safer holiday for everybody, you know, I'm all on board.
That's actor Joe Minoso, who is with Chicago Fire. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Still to come, numbers two and number one. I'm thinking you've probably figured out what number two and one are, but I'll take care of the suspense in a moment right here in the countdown.
What will you find when Ancestry opens up the best collections of 2015 for free? This weekend, Ancestry is allowing unlimited searching of our most popular collections free, but only for a limited time. Visit TryAncestry.com December 26th through the 29th and discover stories, facts, view photographs, and more for free. Uncover the incredible stories that led to you. Free access is only for a limited time and only when you visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Doug,
studies show choosing gifts for guys is very tricky. Esquire fashion editor Wendell Brown's ideas make it simple.
I live with my phone on, whether it's listening to music during workouts or taking calls or running around, so the LG Tone series does it all. First, they're sleek and well-designed. They rest comfortably on the neck, and they have retractable earbuds, so they work with any Bluetooth-enabled smartphone, whether it's Team iPhone or Team Android. And for audiophiles, the LG Tone Ultra headsets have JBL signature sound technology, while the Intima model has Harman Kardon signature sound speakers, so super high-quality audio, starting at $69.
And for the baddest guys on your list?
Anything Harley Davidson, I encourage you to enter this world. There's lots of gear under $50, or you can ramp it up from distressed leather gloves and jackets to biker lessons at the Harley Academy. And for the ultimate ride, this beautiful iron 883 motorcycle, a powerful cruiser that will leave everyone else in the dust.
Want more info? Go to videopump.tv. Sales of Scotch whiskey are heating up, with premium blends and rare single malts more popular than ever. Want to choose the right Scotch for a holiday gift? Whiskey expert Gabriel Cartarella serves up some answers.
Dewar's 12-year-old whiskey is the most awarded blended Scotch whiskey in the world. Very complex, making it great for cocktails. Try a hot toddy in the winter months. With notes of honey and lemon, very sweet and delicate, a nice whiskey to warm the bones in the winter months.
What about a cocktail or tailgate party?
Craftsmanship is key to high-quality Scotch. Try Dewar's Scratch Cask in soda. The name Dewar's Scratch comes from charred and scratch oak casks that add notes of bourbon, vanilla, and toasted oak. Great as a highball.
And for a special gift?
For something special, Altmore 12-year-old single malt is a rare and wonderful whiskey. Known as a nip of the Bucky Road, this whiskey has grassy notes, very delicate, very sweet, a whiskey shrouded in fog.
For Gabriel's cocktail recipes and more on fine whiskey, visit Dewar's.com.
What will you find when Ancestry opens up the best collections of 2015 for free? This weekend, Ancestry is allowing unlimited searching of our most popular collections free, but only for a limited time. Visit TryAncestry.com December 26th through the 29th and discover stories, facts, view photographs, and more for free. Uncover the incredible stories that led to you. Free access is only for a limited time and only when you visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
Number two.
Number two item of interest this week in the Talk Radio Review, the situation in the Middle East, the battle against Daesh. Here's our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, in the focus. Talk host Alan Ludell with military analyst Brian Dowling. Dowling says even if the United States is able to destroy Daesh, radical Islam will continue.
Even if the United States and the West manage to effectively decapitate the Islamic State in Syria, Iraq, even in Libya, not to mention other places, even if the U.S. and the West do that, that surely will not spell the end of extreme Islamists pressing their war against what they see as the decadent West. Indeed, look at how ISIS, ISIL has supplanted Al-Qaeda in many respects. Brian, what about that? We have candidates talking, well, we will slay ISIS, we'll do what is necessary. But then the greater problem of just this mindset among Islamist young men who are of military age and lack employment opportunities and get radicalized.
That's right. The underlying problem is a very large population bubble in the entire Islamic world. About 50% of the population is under the age of 25. Probably 60-75% is under the age of 35. They have no opportunities, as you mentioned. They see ISIL and related groups as heroic figures. Not many, not all of them by any means, only a small percentage. But if only a small percentage acts and goes to fight with ISIL or supports it financially, and the rest, by and large, do nothing, which is the case, well, that's a win for ISIL.
Well, I mean, the political pendulum clearly is going to the hawkish side now in America, where Americans, many, not all, are agitating for the military to do more, even now open to the introduction of significant ground forces. But we always get back to whether that works into the hands of ISIL and others who would propagate these extreme ideas in the Islamic world.
That is correct, and there's some polling data out today gotten out of Iraq and Syria that shows ISIL has substantial support, that they view it as an alternative to the chaos and confusion of war, and they view it as an alternative to Shia government from Damascus or Baghdad.
Not to politicize this then, but do you think that any presidential hopeful is really addressing the fundamental problem?
I don't hear anyone, and I don't know that there is any way to address this fundamental problem. How do you address the problem of a population bubble so big and an ideology so robust? One thing would be to criticize Saudi Arabia and Pakistan for spreading this ideology, but I don't think they're going to do it. If they tried to do it, I think they would destabilize.
And indeed, I know one pessimistic outcome or assessment is no matter what we do, we are looking at a protracted conflict of not only years, but maybe decades. Some of us will leave this world, and it'll still be going on.
I think so. It's a 30 years war, maybe more.
This is the weekly talk radio countdown show. Thanks for being here. I'm Doug Steffen. Stay tuned for number one.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
All right, let's get to the number one item. As you might expect, the presidential race, who's running, how the lists are shaping up, who's doing what to whom, et cetera, how do the polls stack up. Here's Talk Radio personality Steve Scott with political analyst Steve Chigaris of CBS. They talk about Lindsey Graham dropping out of the race this week like somebody really cared that he dropped out.
Lindsey Graham is a very prominent Republican senator, a well-known guy. Why didn't his campaign for president find any traction?
It's a very good question. I think part of it is that Republican voters just didn't really see him as somebody they could nominate as their presidential nominee. They've got 13 now left people in the race, and I think what you're seeing at least among Republican voters this year is they're looking for an outsider. They're looking for somebody who is let's just say Donald Trump is sort of what they're looking for. Ted Cruz, that's what they're looking for. They're not looking for an establishment type Republican like Lindsey Graham.
Graham was at around 1%, if that, in the polls. To whom might his supporters gravitate?
Well, that's, I mean, the question is to who does the asterisk gravitate toward? There's not many supporters there, but I do, what I do see is, Lindsey Graham, is somebody who, he's a name in South Carolina, and South Carolina is the third state to vote during the primary season. So his endorsement will be, pretty valuable. I see him looking at people like Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Chris Christie. Those are the names, I think could benefit, from the support of somebody like Lindsey Graham and maybe people who would have backed Lindsey Graham.
Why drop out now? Why not stick around until, say, Iowa or New Hampshire?
Well, part of it is, and this is really sort of detailed, but the ballot is being set for South Carolina very soon, and if he gets out now, that way he can get his name off the ballot, and when it comes to voting time next February, he's not getting 0% in a South Carolina primary, which could be embarrassing for him, and so that's part of it. And I think the other part of it is, you know, he doesn't have a lot of money, doesn't have any support. He said today that he doesn't want his staff to go unpaid while he continues to run, and so I think there's just a lot of logistical reasons for him to do this. He's just realized the path is not there, and he just doesn't have the money or the support to keep going.
All right, the other side of this, representative of the other piece of the pie in the presidential race, is this excerpt from a radio program hosted by Jane Foy, who talks to Steve Portnoy, a reporter, about the latest polls, which show Ted Cruz continuing to gain.
This poll keeps Donald Trump out in front of the GOP field, but it shows a lot of troublesome signs for him and his candidacy. He's not losing any ground. In fact, he's up a point in this poll month to month. But Ted Cruz is right on his tail, down 4 points, or up behind Trump 4 points. Trump's got 28, Cruz has 24. What's happened is Ben Carson's support has dropped. A lot of his supporters are going over to Ted Cruz. Marco Rubio's in third place, Carson's in fourth. So it's Trump at 28, Cruz at 24, then Rubio and Carson vying for third place. No other candidate tops out over the single digits. And Jeb Bush down to 4% in his poll from 5% last month.
Wow.
So I guess the thing I got from this poll, it really was that he embarrasses the heck out of me, but I'll probably vote for him.
Well, there's a headline in this poll, and that is when you ask all voters, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, 50% of those polled by Quinnipiac University say they would be embarrassed if Donald Trump became the next president of the United States. The question was only asked about two candidates, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. 35%, about a third of those polled, said they would be embarrassed if Hillary Clinton were the next president. But 50% said that they would be embarrassed if Donald Trump were the next president. And something that's very important to note in this poll, Donald Trump has tremendous, what he might call huge, problems with younger voters. Those 18 to 34 have a remarkably, overwhelmingly unfavorable impression of Donald Trump. 8 in 10 millennials, 80% of millennials, say that they have an unfavorable view of Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner. That is not a good thing for him.
Who are the millennials, the Republican millennials, voting for? Do we have any idea?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Jane. I have not seen the cross-tabulations of this poll, so all I have are top-line numbers among the crop of younger voters, which we know skew liberal. These people came out and helped Barack Obama win the last two elections. And if they come out and, let's say, vote for Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, who they actually have a very high opinion of, that might help the Democratic nominee beat out the Republican nominee if it is to be Donald Trump.
Quick recap of the action here. NFL and Sports Talk Radio number 10, the Mr. Universe situation number 9, Las Vegas hit and run case number 8, the Star Wars film is 7, SpaceX is number 6, the immigration policy number 5, number 4, Black Lives Matter protests, the Christmas holiday number 3, Middle East situation number 2, and the presidential race is number 1. Again, this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. Merry Christmas, everybody.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber cybersecurity. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.